SOP199. Today we're talking about missing the podcast boat.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting and everything in between. Our website is schoolpodcasting.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can call in your comments toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. Well, today, if you already have a podcast, I'm going to tell you right front, you probably don't need to listen to this one. This is for people who are thinking about starting a podcast. And I have people on occasion that will say, you know, should I start a podcast? And they wonder if they have the material. And I'm amazed at the number of people who give away a free newsletter, you know, via email, but they don't turn that exact same material into audio and turn it into a podcast. Now, as most of you know, if you've been a regular listener, I recently got married a few months ago, and I now have three wonderful stepchildren, and as I have never had any children before, I decided to read up on the subject and was advised by a friend to read the book The Successful Step Family by a guy named Ron Deal. It's a great book so far. I'll have a link to this out in the show notes, and of course, that's at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, I went to his website, which is successfulstepfamily.com, and was surprised that while Ron has books, he's a speaker at conferences, he's offered personal coaching, all these other things he has, he does not have a podcast. And I thought, well, maybe he's got enough publicity. So I typed in Step Family Resources into Google and didn't find him on the first, second, or third page. And let's be honest, does anybody look past the third page, if not the first, on Google? And while podcasting will not boost your Google rankings immediately, it will boost your exposure to people who may link to your website, which may boost your Google ranking. So I contacted the company, and after some thought, they decided not to go in the podcasting direction. Huh? I know. What a shame. They have great content. I mean, if you have a newsletter and you have content that is worth reading, then it should be a podcast, especially if you're giving it away for free. All you do is you read the newsletter into a microphone. Now, be sure to add some inflection so it doesn't sound like you're reading it to people. You know, write a quick blog post, upload and attach the audio to the post, and that's it. Yes, it's that easy. Now, some people ask, how much does it cost to actually start the podcast? Now, my recommendations you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment. But if it's just you recording, it's going to cost probably, in reality, around $250. Now, if you're on a tight budget, you could probably get by with $125 if you do the Behringer Podcast Studio Gizmo. And then it's going to be an ongoing fee of somewhere between $5 to $12 a month. Now, meanwhile, if you're stuck with email, no, we use AWeber. We do email lists, which AWeber is a very popular email client. I actually use it. It's about $200 a year. And so, you know, to me, I'm like, eh. You know, and that's every year. Because once you spend that first $250 on equipment, you don't do that next year. With email, it's the same every year, 200 bones. So why do people think email is better? Well, the nice thing about email is you can get your reader one click away from buying your product. Now, that, of course, is assuming that your email is promoting some sort of product or your speaking or whatever it is you have an email list about. And let's be honest, if you're spending $200 at AWeber, you've got something to promote. Otherwise, you're just blowing $200 to say hi, family and friends. Now, the bad news about email is people get so much email these days. I mean, I can't remember the last time I purchased something from email. How about you? Now, don't get me wrong. Email is still the top way to communicate for a business. I'm not that naive. I just know that more and more, I go to my inbox, I highlight a number of emails and I press delete before I even read them. But that's just me. Now, in terms of getting your potential one click away, email does that splendidly. So I always say give your content in the format that people want. I mean, if you think about it, movies are delivered on the big screen. They're delivered on the small screen. They're delivered on VHS. They're delivered on DVD, on Blu-ray. Movies are even available to be downloaded now and watched on your iPod. Why? Because good content is good content, but some people want to see it on a big screen, and some people want to watch it at home. Some people want to watch it on the go. So instead of forcing your potential customers or the people you want to reach, let's say you're a church or some sort of nonprofit organization and you're just trying to reach a global audience, instead of forcing them into some channel that they don't want, why not give the content in a format they will enjoy? After all, I can't read my email on the way to work while I'm driving. Now, what does podcasting have over email? The first podcast I created was and is for musicians. Now, before it was a podcast, it was delivered via email, via my AWeber list. And at one point, the newsletter had about 1,200 subscribers. And I turned it into a podcast that has around 800 downloads per episode. Some are higher, some are lower. Now, however, as a newsletter, I do this to promote a book I wrote for musicians. I'm going to say I sold about 2 copies of my book in a year. Okay? As a podcast, I sell about 1 copy of my book a month. So I went from selling 2 books a year to about 1 a month. Why? Because it has tone of voice. And it has made me more human to the people that read my newsletter and now listen to my podcast. It's enabled me really to build a better relationship with my listeners. And if I travel, I know there are different cities where I have open invitations to stay in people's houses or get tours of the cities, etc., or take me out to eat. These listeners really now are more my friends than potential customers. It's amazing the relationship you can build with people. Now, am I going to retire on my 1 sale a month? No. But I don't do that podcast to sell books. I do it because I love that subject. It always goes back to, are you passionate about that? And I could really actually make more money on sponsorship of the podcast. That podcast actually has some sponsors. But don't overlook the fact that marketing via podcasting, at least for my share, is a little more effective. I'm definitely moving more product on the podcast than I did as an email. Now, you can have the best of both worlds. The good news, you can do both. You can use a free service such as FeedBurner and have people that sign up for your email list be notified when you do a post with or without a podcast. So now when you go, instead of going into AWeber and typing this long message, you just go to your blog and type a blog post, and FeedBurner sends it via an email to the people that want to receive it via email. And if it's a podcast, they will also send them all your show notes along with a link to listen to it. Now you have your product one click away, assuming that in your show notes you put click here to order or click here to donate or click here to tell a friend or whatever it is you're trying to get to do. And they have the ability to listen or watch, you know, you talk about your topic. So what's the bottom line? Now, podcasting allows you to reach a global audience that wants to listen or watch, not read, content. If you have content already, such as articles or newsletters, that you give away for free, you can distribute that for next to nothing and build a relationship with your listeners, with your viewers. If I was Ron Deal, I would promote my email list in my podcast, along with my speaking engagements and how the new book was coming, and I'd probably be getting ideas for new books from my listeners. The next guy on The Power of Podcasting is an author, and he talks about how he gets ideas from his audience. That's over at powerofpodcasting.com. And then in my newsletter, in my actual email list, I would promote the podcast. I would cross-promote both my options in that venue. So in the podcast, I'd promote the newsletter. In the newsletter, I'd promote the podcast. And then you can always offer exclusive content that is only available in that format you know, so that way they will sign up for both. Because I realize people say, well, I give away a newsletter because I want their email address, and that is a great way to market. But I don't think there's nothing wrong with taking that information and giving it away for free, because you can use that podcast to promote your email list. So in this case, Ron Deal, I love your book, but you're missing the podcast boat. If you don't start a podcast soon, your competition is. Since early 2005, I've been telling you how to podcast. Now, I'm telling you why.
Reaching a global audience through time-shifted conversations. This is the power of podcasting.
You can check it out. It's a new podcast interviewing people that have had doors open because of their podcast. You can find it at powerofpodcasting.com. All right. One of the things I do is for members of the School of Podcasting.com is if you need just an extra voice to say, you know, here's Neil, you know, and welcome to the Beggin' Strips podcast. Here's your dog, Dudley, you know, whatever you need, something. And I can be as, you know, I can do the N105. Welcome to the Beggin' Strips podcast. Here's your host, Dudley. You know, whatever you want. And we have people, there are resources in the School of Podcasting if you want an actual voiceover person, but I will do it. And if you go to fillupyouripod.com, now that's fill up your iPod. He's screaming at his iPod right now. It's fillupyouripod.com. fillupyouripod.com. I did some for him, and I just let it run. And so I would do something like, you know, here's the Fill Up Your iPod. It helps you find new music and find new podcasts. You know, although I don't have to do it in the annoying radio guy voice. But I would do one, and I'd go, oh, that sucked. So here's a little clip from the Fill Up Your iPod show.
At the School of Podcasting, you get the instruction and personal attention to really succeed. Dave Jackson will personally listen to your podcast and give you the feedback to get you on the right track. Here's some of the comments that Dave gave me about my podcast.
Yeah, that one sucked.
And?
Did we have a popping pee there?
When I asked Dave if he thought I spoke well, he answered. And Dave even gave me feedback on my blog posts.
It'd help if you write it right.
In the end, Dave gave me the best advice about my podcast.
Stop. Stop, I say. All right, and I will have a link to that. Obviously, things taken a little out of context there, but I thought that was funny. Thank you very much for doing that. If you'd like to send in a clip, next podcast is show number 200. Even if you're not a member of the School of Podcasting, if you'd like to be part of that, I got a couple things planned. Send them in, of course. Record them as an email. Send them to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Or if it's a big file, send it to schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Gmail accepts those big attachments. You can call it in, 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And hear it on the show. In the future, we're going to be talking about places where you can get your podcast reviewed. That's something that I do over at podcastmechanic.com. And I also do it for members of the School of Podcasting. But if you're looking for a free avenue, I'll be talking about that in a future episode. Let me remind you that it is time to live a life worth podcasting about. I want to thank you very much for tuning into the show. I haven't said that a lot recently. I really do appreciate all the feedback I get, all the emails and the voicemails, and you know, I see the stats. I know you're out there listening. I know you may not have commented before, but I really do appreciate you listening. And if you'd like to start a podcast, simply go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Sign up on any of the different ways you want. You want a 1 day, a 1 month, 3 month, whatever. 30-day money-back guarantee. And like I said, if you don't start a podcast soon, competition is. So until next week and show number 200. class dismissed.